Our story begins in Matt's suite at the Algonquin. Matt has just opened the door and is talking with Raven.
Raven, you certainly are persistent. What can I do for you?
I need some answers, Matt. Have you or have you not been helping Mandy Selleck?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Helping Mandy? Me? Raven? Where would you get a ridiculous idea like that from?
From Blake. He saw her here.
Raven, Blake just had the equivalent of a heart attack, and he's on heavy medication right now. He must not know what he's saying.
He seemed perfectly fine when we were talking an hour ago. He told me he saw Mandy in this room with you. And he said he thought you might be helping her.
Mandy kidnapped your baby, Raven. Why on earth would I ever help her?
Mac has never trusted you, Matt. And if I'm being perfectly honest, I guess I don't trust you either.
Then I guess we have nothing more to say to each other.
That's where you're wrong. Would you mind if I took a look around your suite?
You want to look around my room? Why?
If Mandy isn't here and never has been, then what do you have to hide?
I didn't say I had anything to hide. I just think it's an inappropriate thing to ask someone.
What's inappropriate is helping a crazed kidnapper who has inflicted much harm on your family.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave, Raven. Now.
Well, that's too damn bad because I'm not going anywhere until I've had a look around this place.
At Mac and Raven's apartment, Mac is sitting up on his bed with Todd sitting beside him.
Everything's going to be all right, Mac. You just had a dream.
Todd.
What are you trying to say?
Her face.
Whose face?
Her face. Her face.
I wish I could understand what you're saying, Mac. Look, you know how much I want to help you.
Her face.
Raven told me this therapy is going to help you. You're going to be good as new someday soon. I just know it. I can't tell you how much I need to talk to you right now. Hope I haven't really screwed up my life, Mac.
What's going on, Todd? She just got engaged. How have you screwed up your life?
Look, don't listen to me. I'm just talking off the top of my head here.
I know I'm not Uncle Mac, but if there's something you want to talk about,
No. There isn't. Everything's just fine.
At Agnes's apartment, Rex has just arrived.
Well, did you find her?
Mom, I don't want to alarm you, but Hannah hasn't seen Ellie in a few days, and she hasn't been at work either.
What? Rex, something has happened. I just know it.
Mom, we don't know anything for sure.
She's been missing for days now, Rex.
Look, there may be a perfectly logical explanation for where Ellie has been the past few days.
Your sister has always been irresponsible, but would at least check in from time to time. I just have a very bad feeling in my bones about this.
I'm not convinced anything is wrong, but I'm going to give Joe Zegas a call. He's on the NYPD and a friend of Mac and Raven's.
Good. Tell him to find your sister, Rex, before it's too late.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.